Well, Declan, before we look ahead to this game against Kildare and the importance of it, let's maybe look at the last number of days. What's it been like in the Donegal camp? Because it's always nice to win silverware. It's not the most important of competitions, but when a group get together and won something, it's always special.
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. It's always, you know, from a conference point of view, the fact that probably, you know, we went three league games without a victory and played reasonably well in all of the games without getting over the line. It was nice to win a match and, you know, listen, the McKenna Cup, we set our stall out start of January in terms of where we wanted to see in the preparation for the National League, and I think it, you know, served us well. And as you said, yeah, it's always nice to pick up, but we're not going to get too carried away.
Now, that extra bit of confidence, will there be enough on it now, enough of an injection to take a one on Sunday?
Listen, the lads, I mean, there's always the morale within the squad's been good, been very, very good over the last since I've arrived. We know it's a big test against Kildare. They're a big, strong physical side. We've had them watched, and we know they'll bring their own. You know, they'll bring a big test to us next Sunday in Ballyshannon, but it's a test we're looking forward to, and you know, we have to start to get a few points on the board.
Yeah, because they haven't been too far away from victories themselves, so they haven't, Declan?
No, exactly not, and you know, they've lost two of their matches by the minimum, the 1 point, and you know, against Tyrone the last day, they could probably count themselves unlucky, and the same against Monaghan previous to that there, and even in their first match, they were very competitive early on, especially up until the start of the second half when Dublin had a purple patch. But no, they are, you know, probably behind Dublin in terms of and Leinster, but they're the next team there, and it's going to be a tough match, competitive match, as I say, big strong physical Kildare side, and we'll need to be at our best to get a victory.
Both sides sitting with no points at the bottom. How big a game is this for Donegal then?
Yeah, listen, it's important, and it's well known in terms of where we felt it was always going to be difficult. It's the first number of matches in terms of getting league points. It's a home match in Ballyshannon. Yeah, we've got to go and we've got to try and get 2 points. We've got to get a performance that'll get us to the level to get those 2 points, and that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. You've already played the big three. You've got the rest of the sides around you now to come, so it's sort of going into a period now where you need that extra edge, Declan.
Well, listen, exactly, the performance and the application of the lads has been top class at training and in matches, and, you know, we can count ourselves slightly unlucky that we haven't points on the board, but someone says so you make your own luck on anything, I suppose, and we've got to try and turn that around now, and we have to get a number of points, and that starts next Sunday against Kildare and Ballyshannon. As I say, it's going to be difficult. I mean, they're a big, strong physical side, some very, very good players, and that's not going to be easy. It'll go down to the wire.
Yeah. So what areas of the field are these guys strong in, and what do you have to be careful of come Sunday, Declan?
Yeah, they have a number of top class players. I mean, the one thing that struck me about them when I watched them was that they're huge lads. I mean, there's, I think, 11 of the team over 6'1", 6 foot two, and you have players, I mean, Feely in the middle of the park, very, very strong. Daniel Flynn, Cribben, really strong players. Doyle at centre halfback, some, you know, a lot of good players, and right throughout the team, they have they've just have a strong side. So yeah, it's gonna be a test, and but it's one we're looking forward to. As I say, they don't come. There's no easy games in Division One. We'd like to stay in Division One, but yeah, and that starts on Sunday in terms of our attempt to go and get 2 points.
Yeah. Frank McGlynn's back, Neil McGee's back, Martin McElhenney. We've seen Michael Murphy over the last couple of games. You made 7-8 changes going into that McKenna Cup final. Is it a case that you'll be making more changes this weekend and more of them experienced guys could be lining out from the start, Declan?
Well, it's going to take time for them to get up to, you know, where gradually we're getting them penciled in, and you know, those guys have been back in training for the last couple of weeks, so it's about getting game time now, and you know, some guys probably may start, some probably be on the bench, but we'll look at that closer to the weekend. But yeah, no, listen, a lot of lads that have come in have stepped up the mark also, so the competition for places within the squad is pretty strong, and not just for the first 15 but for to be in that first 26, because it's great to see a lot of the guys that were carrying knocks are all coming back now, and that's positive as we move forward.
It's positive, but does it give you a headache at the same time?
Listen, I mean, that's part and parcel of management, Oisin, and you know, those are decisions, and there'll be players disappointed that don't make squads and don't make teams, but listen, you've got to move on, and those guys have got to, you know, work their way back in, and as I say, any the guys that have come out and played really have gone in with real positive performance, and you saw that last Saturday night, even in the McKenna Cup final, a number of new lads just starting, and the likes of Darren, Connor Morris, and these guys all come in and really, you know, put up good performances.
Yeah, and were you happy with the performance as well, the likes of Frank and Martin McElhenney, who from the outset were right in the thick of it, so they were?
Yeah, absolutely, and good to see them back. They're experienced players, no more than Neil McGee, and getting Michael Murphy and these guys back now. I mean, that experience is going to be vital as we go into a busy period. You know, we have four league games left, and they're they're all tough matches. And then, you know, you've only a 4 or 5 weeks break into championship then. So it's going to be a busy period. It's been a very busy period the last 6-7 weeks, and it's even going to get busier now. And, you know, as I say, it'd be nice to start off next Sunday up in Ballyshannon with a victory against Kildare.
And just finally then, Declan, is it a period that you have to get the management right and the squad right, given that the games are coming so thick and fast now over the next number of weeks?
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, yeah, you have to, and you have to get the level of performance. And you see a lot during the week in terms of training and where lads are at, and you know, that's important. And you know that they are training well, there's no doubt about it. As I said, it's not going to be the be-all and end-all if we don't survive in the division. We want to be there, naturally enough, and we want to win on Sunday. You know, the 13th of May and Cavan, that's been etched in our mind for a long, long time in terms of championship, and that's where we want to be. But as I say, a lot of steps to go before we hit that. But you know, that starts on Sunday with a big test against Kildare, and that's one that we need to get 2 points if we are going to stay in Division 1. And it's one that we need a real strong backing from Donegal supporters too on Sunday. They've been brilliant so far, and you know, Ballyshannon can be intimidating for the opposition. So let's make sure that the boys are vocal on Sunday in terms of supporting the lads.